The Republican presidential candidates vying to be the leading alternative to front-runner Donald Trump last night.
Florida Governor Ron DeSantis takes aim at the Biden administration.
Our country is in decline. We need to send Joe Biden back to his basement and reverse American decline.
Former U.N. Ambassador Nikki Haley slams some of her competitors when it comes to federal spending and the country's deficit.
Ron DeSantis, Tim Scott, Mike Pence, they all voted to raise the debt.
Former Vice President Mike Pence stressed that he's the best prepared, most trusted, and most proven conservative in the race.
38-year-old Vivek Ramaswamy targeted over his experience. Former President Trump, who released a recorded interview on X, says he'll surrender to officials in Georgia today to face charges in the election interference case there.
And of course, that's CBS. Now here to sort out what happened last night at that debate, we have WATD political analyst John Creed. Thanks so much for joining us this morning, John. A couple of things to go through. First of all, what did you think about the overall tone and tenor of last night's debate?
Well, I think the moderators had good questions, but there was interplay. They didn't observe their 45-second rule, so I would give them a negative of that, but they had very good questions to ask the candidates. The audience was solidly Trump. There's no ands, ifs, or buts about it. DeSantis probably held his own and of the crowd that was there. Abortion has become a big issue for the Republicans, and they've got to come up with something that works in that thing. All the Republicans talked about the economy, so from that standpoint, they're all equal.
Well, it seems like they're all trying to balance, too, that they're standing behind Trump, but they want to somehow stand out in the crowd. Do you think they're really running for president, or do you think they're running for the vice presidential spot?
No, I don't think so, because too many of them, Trump would not be their choice. Trump wants somebody that will be going with Trump all the way. But if I could, Christine, I want to look at November 2024 today.
Okay.
First of all, Trump cannot win the national election because he cannot win independents and most specifically independent women. Number two, the only chance the Republicans have is if there's a third party gets in, and a third party is likely to take more votes away from the Democrat than the Republican.
You mean like a Joe Manchin?
Correct. This guy West is on the ballot and already on the ballot in 22 states, and he's for the Green Party. But he could get, don't forget, five states in 2020 were decided by less than 20,000 votes.
Right, and you're talking, too, about the whole issue of the Electoral College, meaning if enough votes were siphoned away, Trump could ostensibly win by still winning the Electoral College.
That is correct.
Going to be interesting to see how this plays out.
Yeah, and I think we'll watch it all the way, but it's getting earlier and earlier, and I got to bed before midnight.
Oh, that's great, and we appreciate you joining us. Again, that's our political analyst, John Creed.